wonderful Mike, like to come and introduce some songs to us. We worship with song. Wonderful. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to start with a song that we sing in our choir. The place that I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. Another song we sing is Mountains of New Zealand. And our next song talks about a thirst and how that thirst is satisfied, as the deer pants. Of the Lord.
Glory.
your presence here this morning, in yes. Jesus' name.
Welcome.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. A couple of weeks ago, I encouraged us to not wait, and although it's okay on the spot, but if the Lord is speaking to you about something that we need to hear, that now's a good time to bring that. Don't hold back, and just one person at a time. That's okay. Not being facetious, but I sense that God says something to us through the week so often. And we need to hear that collectively. So if the Lord's speaking to you about something, would you share that? Would you be brave enough to share that with us? Love you to do that.
I'd just like to share that I prayed it in the prayer room earlier. But the word this morning on my heart that really resonating is rescue. The Lord set up a rescue plan for us. And Jesus, of course, is a rescue plan into the Father's heart. And that was just so clear to me as we were praying. That the journey is from where we are. We may know Jesus, but the journey is to be taken into the Father's heart. And that's into His love. And when we're in His love, then reviving of our souls happens. And the Lord, the word that I wanted to share this morning was that the thirsty, the hungry shall be satisfied. They shall be satisfied, but there needs to be that hunger and that thirst to make that journey into the Father's heart, that revival happens for our sake, for our nation's sake. Mm.
Thank you, Fiona. Yes, we've got to want to. You know, one of the things in the early morning for me in prayer was that there is no change unless there is change. Seems a strange statement, but the only way for change to happen is that change has got to take place. And the only way I'm going to be changed is if I change. So, thank you for that. Anything else?
Over about the last 3 weeks, I've had something on my heart as well, and Doug just mentioned the word change, and it's actually about change. And it's like, as we go through life, everything changes. Whether we like it or not, everything changes. And even in a business, everything changes, and we may not like it, but it changes anyway. And the thing that has really come to me is that we're afraid deep down of change. And it's like we don't really want to change, we want to keep it all comfortable, and like we're used to it, and how it's always been done. And even in workplaces, we want to keep it the same because it's too hard to change. And I really believe that God is speaking to us about changing in our hearts. And it's not what we have to do or how we do it, but I believe that God wants to change us. But there's a fear in some of our hearts as to what that might look like. And it's like, God's an awesome God, an amazing God. And if He can change me, He can change you. And it's like just being a quiet thing that's gone on for years with me. But don't be afraid of what God might want to do in your life. Sometimes we've got our hands so tight on something, we think, God, I don't know what you might do if I say, well, God, change me. That song, Change My Heart, oh God, make me ever new, and remold me, reshape me. Mm-hmm. And as God remolds and reshapes us and we change with what God's doing, it's like there's just so much blessing in that. So don't be afraid if you want to venture out and say, God, change me, make me more like you. It's not like you're going to get hit by a bolt of lightning or something like that, but the changes with God are amazing. And that's just my encouragement for you, is don't be afraid of what God might want to do in your life, because it'll be like a flower that just opens out and blooms.
Thank you. That's it?
Hello, what Fiona is sharing, I'll share again too. I think so often as Christians we hold back because we think other people actually are okay. But when you get involved in people's lives, then you realize that they're actually crap. That people are hurting, that people are telling lies, that people, even their neighbors and friends, there's huge gaps. And we're forgiven as Christians. know, the spirits that are carrying and carrying. Fiona talked about rescue, and it's been on my heart because, you know, getting them deeper into people's lives, you find stuff that you can't believe. And you find the hurts are there, and you find the disappointments there, and you find that people are really trapped in them. They need Jesus. And I think as a nation, we're kind of forgetting, because we're seeing our own society meet the needs socially, and even the needs of medical care, and even there's other needs, but people are really genuinely hurting. And the only one that they can ever know is the love of Jesus, and that to see the change. And I think, you know, I don't know, for our church, I think that I've been praying a lot about, you know, as a church, how do we sit? Because Fiona talked about rescue. Is it going to be that we're going to take on a vision of rescue that we've never even thought we could do because we've been way down the suffering? I don't know. But all I do know is that when we get deeper with people, the credible need is still the same, that there is sin and that there is Jesus. And it's been wonderful to be in that place. It's not
for you to know. Thank you, Judy Ross. You.
Oh, it's just, I guess it reminded me, I put a video clip together a little time back called Effortless Change. Most of us resist change when we have to sweat a lot to achieve it. And anyway, this is about allowing the Word of God, the seed of God, the seed of His truth, dwell in our lives and to nurture it, and the seed does what the seed is designed to do. It grows and brings about the change that's required. So there's a lot of things that God has already done for us if we cooperate with Him, and if we allow His seed of truth to dwell in us richly and nurture it. The parable of the sower is the example there. It's actually effortless change. It's not us that's sweating about it. It's actually He's accomplishing. When we give our yes and our permission and nurture His truth, it actually just does what it's supposed to do and grows. So maybe I'll put that on the church website.
Please do. Just as you were speaking, it just came to mind that it's a quote of Rick Warren's actually. It's in the nature of all living things to grow. And the church is a living thing. We are living things. And the task of leadership is to remove the obstacles to growth. We can't grow anything. But in our lives, you know, to give leadership in our lives, give leadership in organizations, we need to remove the obstacles to growth and see what God does. Just a thought. Anything else?
Well, Ross just reminded me of a verse that is very precious to me in Isaiah 60. And I just read out that verse. They are a shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor. And that's who I am. That's what everybody else says. We are a shoot of God's has planted. Mm-hmm. Work of His hands for the display of His splendor, not our splendor, His splendor.
Yes.
And it's His display.
Yes.
That's who we are.
Yes. Good word, George. Thank you.
Just George speaking the other night to the panel group, he said he and I both have a special time that the Highlanders are playing. And the disappointment was there last night, but the team played very well. But a thought goes through my mind that there was one person in the Waratahs that fired up that team, and that's Israel Folau. Now, he's been very outspoken, he's stood up for his belief. But I thought one of the best comments I heard about the controversy that he caused was Michael Jones, who said he got great respect for Israel, but he had one word that was missing, and that was love. And I thought that was his light is shining. And I think for Australian rugby, it was a good result.
Well said, Mike.